This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, December 16th. I'm Lisa Young. The most recent Montrose County Economic Report from Dr. Nathan Perry of Colorado Mesa University shows that the unemployment rate during the second quarter of this year averaged 4.53%, slightly above both Colorado and the nation. Perry reports that both employment and the labor force are modestly higher than a year ago. Montrose added 730 jobs between the first quarter of 2024 and the first quarter of 2025. The largest gains in employment in the county were in construction, with 222 jobs, followed by healthcare and accommodation and food services. Healthcare remains the largest wage contributor in the county. The Delta Rotary Club recently generated roughly $14,000 during their annual fundraising raffle. Funds will go toward a youth scholarship program that will provide financial assistance to graduating high school seniors, as well as students pursuing technical training at the Technical College of the Rockies. As part of our regional news coverage, the Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach takes us to a recently rebranded Hispanic district in Rock Springs, Wyoming. This story takes place in a conservative county that has backed federal immigration enforcement efforts for years. However, this city is promoting its Latino businesses.
First, a big layer of mayonnaise goes into a styrofoam cup. Then a generous sprinkling of cheese and a scoop of juicy corn from a silver pot. Top it with lime, salt, and chili, and you've got a cup of Leti Franco Espericueta's famous elote.
This looks delicious.
Enjoy.
We're inside Espericueta's shop on the edge of downtown Rock Springs. It's called Antojitos Me Pueblito and sells snacks from her hometown, from ceviche to ice cream. Espericueta's a mom with four girls.
Me interesó porque
her oldest, Jocelyn Franco Campo, summarizes in English.
She decided her inspiration was from where she grew up in Mexico.
In the coastal state of Nayarit.
I guess it just reminds her a lot of her childhood, and it was like something that brought her closer to where she was from.
This is one of several Latino-owned businesses clustered on part of the block, which the city recently rebranded as the Las Americas Hispanic District. Go outside and pastel orange and yellow buildings line the narrow street with a Mexican restaurant, market, and a jewelry, leather, and piñata shop. It's also a place in transition with closed up storefronts and a lively gentleman's club.
And so we identified this block as having the most challenges, the most potential, but a lot of assets.
Chad Banks leads the city's urban renewal agency.
Particularly the Latino entrepreneurs kind of taking ownership of this block.
Rock Springs, a boom and bust coal town, is trying to rebrand not just the block, but all parts of its city center. That's thanks to grant funding from the State Business Council and national organization Main Street America, which helps revitalize downtowns and invite in all residents. That includes almost 90 places in the Mountain West, 8 of them in Wyoming.
That's where entertainment happens. This is where community gatherings happen. This is where parades happen.
Touring around the block, Banks says the city's trying to get more people of all backgrounds to open up shop. He points to new benches, murals, and a newly paved parking lot, which used to house a Chinese market. Banks says Rock Springs prides itself as the home of dozens of nationalities.
When it was a coal mining town, there were 56 nationalities that sort of developed Rock Springs and called it home.
The name Las Americas Hispanic District tries to honor those diverse roots, while recognizing what the neighborhood is now. About 17% of the city's residents are Hispanic, one of the largest communities in the state. Here's Espericueta and her daughter Jocelyn again.
We've had to say at least 10 goodbyes to 10 different families because they've decided to leave town.
Local law enforcement here has been working closely with ICE since 2020, and this year signed two new agreements with the federal agency. Sitting on the porch outside her shop, Espericueta says this has slowed business, and putting a sign up saying Hispanic District could bring unwanted attention.
It does put us at risk. It hasn't yet, but it is a worry.
But at the same time, Aspericueta says as an immigrant, she feels safe and supported here, especially with the community's investments on the block.
Rock Springs, siempre lo he dicho, es una comunidad que siempre la da bienvenida a todos.
Rock Springs, she's always loved it. She's loved Wyoming. And contrary to what anyone else says, she's loved it because they've always welcomed her with open arms.
And with snacks like elote and ceviche, Aspericueta hopes to help others feel right at home. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach in Rock Springs.
A doctor's assistant from Colorado just completed his sixth medical mission to Ukraine. Bob Downs from the tiny town of Lake City volunteers with the nonprofit Global Care Force. He spoke with freelance reporter Laura Palmisano over the phone from Ukraine after his final shift on the medical mission.
What part of Ukraine are you in right now?
Currently, I'm in Kyiv, the capital.
Is that where your medical mission work took place?
No, that's where all of our medical missions start. From there, we usually, at least on the last few trips, travel south to a community on the river called Mykolaiv. And then we usually go out into some of the smaller villages out to the east of there, which were, those areas were occupied for 7 to 9 months. The roads are in such bad shape that it's difficult for them to get any sort of medical care or get any prescriptions. And that's one of the interesting things about Global Care Force. They try on a 60-day basis to get back to some of the same villages. And when we come, not only do we come with medical providers, but we also come with the medications they're going to need as well.
We previously spoke in June after your fifth medical mission to Ukraine. What number are you on now?
Number 6, just completing that here in December.
Why did you decide to go back again?
I really like working with Global Care Force and the idea of the continuity, trying to get back on a 60-day basis. So that really attracted me right from the beginning. And I just felt like there was a need to go back again to kind of care for these folks. In fact, I got to see quite a few people this time that I had seen on my last trip in June.
And what changes have you seen over the past 6 months?
Out in the rural areas in the south and southeast of the country, when we first started going to those areas, a lot of the fields were mined and there wasn't a lot planted because these are primarily agricultural areas. Over the last few trips, I've seen gradually where they've demined the fields and they've been planted again. In fact, when I was there in June, it was really quite beautiful. They had planted considerable crops, a rapeseed as well as a lot of wheat. And that section of Ukraine is, well, it's pretty much the breadbasket of Europe, all of Ukraine for that matter.
How many times have you been to Ukraine this year?
February, and then again in April, and then June, and of course here in December. So this will be the fourth trip this year.
6 months is a long stretch. What have you seen change for your patients?
It's wintertime. They're bundled up. There's still not a lot of electricity down in that area. In fact, even in the larger city where we were staying down south in Mykolaiv, this time there were a lot more power outages. And of course, we didn't really trust the water that was coming through the tap if you could get water. So in that respect, things have been degraded a little bit more than they had previously. People are faring well. They're used to that, especially out in the villages. They're used to being in a little more austere environment. The thing I will say between June and now, it was nice to see some of the workers coming in where they're actually back to work in the fields. Because again, those are agricultural areas and that's basically their livelihood down there.
What are you hearing from folks about how they feel about the U.S.'s support of Ukraine?
I think there's a sense that perhaps relations with the U.S. government and Ukraine are a little strained right now. I get the impression that while people are very weary of the war, they're also not very anxious to settle the war on Russia's terms necessarily. They feel that there's a certain unfairness to that, especially considering how the war unfolded.
That was physician assistant Bob Downs in Ukraine speaking to KVNF's freelance reporter Laura Palmisano. You can visit kvnf.org or listen to Local Motion tonight at 5 p.m. to hear the extended interview. That's your KVNF regional newscast. For more local and regional news, visit kvnf.org. I'm Lisa Young.